Warrior Sound road coverage continues here in Atlanta with the Warriors getting set to face the Hawks in the middle of this five-game road trip. And after shoot around on Monday morning here in Atlanta, we heard from head coach Steve Kerr.
You know, this is our first game without DJ, so I'll start Loon tonight, and then we'll just go from there. Obviously, we're shorthanded in the front court, and you know, otherwise Draymond could play some center, and DeMarcus obviously when he comes back. So for right now, it's Loon and JB. We could throw Jonas out there, but we'll just take it game by game.
What about this road trip is like for Marcus Derrickson?
I think there's a chance Marcus could play, you know, just with our injury situation. And I'm happy he's here. He can space the floor, and he's a confident player, confident shooter. So hopefully we can get him some minutes.
You mentioned you don't think Draymond will play on this road trip. Has that changed at all? Has the situation has changed?
Yeah, he's not going to play on this trip, but he is making some strides. Had a good workout this morning. Everything was positive. He ramped up his work, but the timing just won't allow him to play on this trip. But I think it'll be shortly thereafter.
Is Alfonso still on track for Cleveland?
Yep. He's feeling good, and I would say he's probable in Cleveland, but he won't play tonight.
We also heard some keys of the game with Warriors broadcaster Tim Roy.
Yeah, I think there's always an adjustment period when a player comes back, especially a rotation player, and in this case, a two-time MVP. So there's always that little bit of an adjustment. I think this team's a little banged up inside now with Damian Jones going out, and they're going to have to find another style of play. They just learned one, having to play without Draymond and Steph. Now they have to learn one, adding Steph without Draymond. So. It's going to be a little bit of a struggle. You know, Steve Kerr mentioned a couple weeks ago, this is real NBA, and it's what teams have to go through. Fortunately for the Warriors, they're going through it early in the season, you know, after the quarter pole, not after the three-quarter pole. Then, you know, things might get a little more problematic.
Yeah, so that first game on this trip in Toronto, a thriller into overtime, though a loss, and then the game in Detroit, a little bit disappointing, but tonight, a Hawks team that's completely rebuilding. We'll see some familiar faces around here, not just their general manager, who used to be the Warriors' assistant general manager, Travis Schlenk, but Chelsea Lane from the training staff that was part of those championship teams now here in Atlanta, and they've got a building process themselves here that is coming a bit more into focus.
Trae Young is going to be an exciting player in this league and a good player in this league for a long time. He's very, very young, no pun intended. He's got a lot of things to work on, most notably, you know, getting his shot down outside the arc. The adjustment from the three-point line to college to pro is always a big one for players, and I think he's going through that right now. Plus, he's on a team where if you're game planning against them, he's the first guy you talk about. He's the first guy you're aware of. So he's adjusting to that as well. But you have to like what they're thinking about. They have a potential to have another big draft next year. They've got Dallas's first-round pick. They have their own pick. They could have as many as three first-round picks or as many as maybe five second-round picks. So they're building assets. So they've got young talent here. And I think, you know, they're trying to do it the right way. And I think if given the time, I think they'll have a chance to be a really good team for a long time.
Warriors Hawks coming up on this Monday night in Atlanta. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.